KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky at 64 degrees, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news this hour, police in Creston say an inattentive driver caused her vehicle to strike a parked pickup truck Thursday night, causing more than $20,000 in damage. According to the report, 24-year-old Kathleen Marie McGill of Creston was driving a 2018 Ford F-150 pickup eastbound on Prairie Street in Creston at around 10:30 p.m. when the vehicle veered left and collided head-on with a parked and unoccupied 2018 Chevy S10 pickup registered to Brian Spencer of Creston. There were no injuries reported and no citations issued. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a man from Minnesota reported last weekend that someone had stolen items from his truck while it was parked along Highway 25 north of 150th Street. Missing from the vehicle was a sway bar for a receiver hitch, a Marlin 22LR semi-automatic rifle, a red bag with lineman climbing gear, and a socket set. The loss was estimated at $3,850. A teenager from Blackhawk County was seriously injured during a collision Wednesday night with a trailer that was pulled by a pickup owned by a Union County man. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2003 Dodge pickup driven by 45-year-old Keith Allen Miner of Creston was stopped in the traveled portion of Highway 20 eastbound near the 227-mile marker while Miner was picking up a portion of his load that fell out of his trailer or pickup. A 2004 Ford Focus driven by 17-year-old Noah Boyer of LaPorte City was eastbound, traveling at highway speed just after 10 p.m. when the car struck the right side of Miner's trailer. The teen was extricated from the vehicle and transported to Covenant Hospital before being transferred to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Miner was not injured. Authorities say Boyer suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash, which remains under investigation. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education met Wednesday evening at the High School Media Center, and Superintendent Steve Barber said they began with a work session.
Well, I think the board had a good conversation for the work session. You know, we looked at some self-assessments and some things that, and looked at what the board and the superintendent and the school wants to achieve in the 2018-19 school year in regards to our strategic plan.
Afterward, the board moved into a regular session during which they heard a special presentation from students with a Spanish club who had traveled to Costa Rica earlier this summer.
They were able to share their experiences and their ahas from those experiences, and that was good for the board.
The board approved a contract as well with American Tower with regard to a Verizon Tower on district property.
We've had a lease with American Tower. They lease the cell tower here on our property. They have the authority to sublease it to somebody else, and through that process we approve that contract, and with that we're going to receive an additional $300 per month.
Currently, the district receives about $1,200 per month for the lease of the cell tower. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday approved resignations that we'd mentioned to you earlier this week and online at our news page at KJAN.com, as well as contracts and or letters of assignment, with a few more paraeducators having been added to the original list. And Barber gave us an update on the district's summer projects. He said they're doing really well on wrapping up those projects before the start of the school year on August 23rd, including new bleachers installed for the middle school. That'll be happening on August 22nd.
So we're going to be out of the gymnasium there for a week before they'll get completely installed here. So we have that left, and otherwise our HVAC are all in and online. We have our LED lighting already done. I'm in the high school gymnasium, so people are going to see a difference as far as the lighting in the gymnasium as they're watching games there. It's white in the gym now, where, you know, if you paid any attention to in the past, it kind of had a yellow tint to it. So now it's very clean light. It's white. It's brighter. So we're pretty happy with the outcome of the LED installation.
Elsewhere in the news, the Highway Patrol in South Dakota has identified two fatal crashes related to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in western South Dakota. 56-year-old James Barbier of Aurora, Colorado, died Saturday afternoon in the motorcycle crash on U.S. Highway 85 near Cheyenne Crossing, and 53-year-old Craig Carell of Sioux City, Iowa, also died Saturday in a utility terrain vehicle crash near Deadwood. Another man died Tuesday after his motorcycle went off a curve on a curve west of Piedmont, South Dakota, and hit a pole and rolled over. The annual event at South Dakota's Black Hills draws hundreds of thousands of people from around the world. This year's Sturgis Rally started last Friday and runs through this Sunday. Well, a Des Moines man is being treated for serious injuries after he and his motorcycle were hit and pinned underneath an SUV. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic said it happened just before noon Wednesday on Fluor Drive, southwest of downtown Des Moines. The motorcycle and SUV were both southbound and shifting lanes to pass a Des Moines Waterworks vehicle that was stopped on the roadway for maintenance work.
We don't know why just yet. We're looking at maybe mechanical error or operator error, but according to witnesses, the SUV accelerated pretty rapidly as the motorcycle was slowing, and it struck the motorcycle from behind, and it swept the motorcycle and the driver of the bike underneath the SUV, and then continued on dragging him for about 250 feet down this road.
Rescue crews arrived to find the motorcyclist, 44-year-old Luis Keel, trapped underneath a Chevy Equinox.
Firefighters, I mean, they did some remarkable work out there. It was very impressive to watch. They were able to provide medical care while he was pinned underneath the car, while other firefighters were arranging the rescue. And eventually, after about 30 minutes, they were able to raise the car and pull him out from underneath.
70-year-old Shirley Kephart of Des Moines was driving the SUV. According to Parizic, impairment and excessive speed have been ruled out as factors in the crash.
In my personal opinion, just having years of experience, I think she thought she was going to hit the brake and she hit the gas.
And Keel, who was not wearing a helmet, was being treated for serious injuries, but was expected to survive.
I really thought when I was watching this that we were eventually going to be talking about a fatality crash. I have never seen mechanically what I saw as far as him being completely underneath and trapped under the vehicle and still alert, talking, communicating with us.
A driver has been given 5 years in prison for the death of a man killed in a collision south of Burlington in southeast Iowa. Des Moines County District Court records say 31-year-old Jason Twitchell was sentenced on Tuesday. He'd pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors dropped a charge of vehicular homicide after learning the Iowa State Patrol didn't request that hospital staffers preserve blood and alcohol samples that were taken from him after the November 9, 2016 collision. Authorities say Twitchell was injured when the truck he was driving collided with a vehicle being driven by 77-year-old Raymond Manning Jr. of Burlington. Manning died at the scene. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.